It was always felt that juvenile diabetes, because of the requirement for insulin, was the most severe. And maturity onset diabetes, a degenerative condition, which you just kept an eye on and made sure they took their tablets regularly. And that wasn't really much of a problem, but it became very obvious shortly that patients with type 2 diabetes were much more likely to get complications than patients with type 1 or what was called juvenile in those days. I remember quite a few patients having complications, particularly peripheral vascular disease, leading to ischemic gangrene and amputations, ocular problems, what I now know is diabetic retinopathy, and diabetic nephropathy, kidney problems. One could see that the patients who got the most severe complications were patients with maturity onset diabetes.